Welcome to the podcast. Anna's getting a hair out of a tea.
It's an eyelash.
Oh, it might be mine.
Thanks.
I mean, apparently it's good luck to have an eyelash, isn't it?
Someone else's in your tea. I'd rather it was my own. Thanks.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Today we are skipping past Halloween. We're skipping past Christmas. We're skipping past New Year. We are putting our minds and our shoes and our feet in January 2023.
How scary does that say?
If that 2023? Sounds a little bit mad, yes, it probably is. But you'll get the drift of why we're talking about this now, because this is an episode where we say, what difference could you make to your life in the next 12 weeks? Not New Year's resolutions. Why wait? Why not go get it right now? You'll need a notepad. You'll need an envelope. You'll need a lovely, lovely pen before you begin this podcast. We will explain why. But first of all, let's pass it over to the voicemail inbox.
Hello, I'm the Slimming World podcast inbox. Why on earth is everyone singing about ukuleles? Very strange. Anyway, here's the first message.
Hello, Claire and Anna. It's Michelle from Burnley in Lancashire. I'm an online member and loving the online community. So, are we ready to cue the ukulele?
Ah, thank you so much, Michelle. And I loved the energy that you brought with your message.
Yes. I mean, you are more bonkers than us.
But you know what? I celebrate you for that. So thank you for your contributions. And so many of you have left us voice messages. We really, really appreciate it. We just can't get through them all quick enough. I think at some point we're going to need to do like 10 messages just on one episode. So keep sending that. We really, really love listening. I had an hour doing nothing but listening to voicemails the other day. It was a joyful hour, let me tell you. I cried, I laughed, I did everything. So thank you. You can go on our Slimming World Instagram page, at Slimming World Podcast, where you can go find it out. Right, let's kind of recap. So we've kind of like lured you in with this idea. Oh, by the way, we're in a cafe in a popular supermarket. So it's all going on around us. I can actually see the Christmas chocolate sat near us.
And that man just tried to bring us a full English. And they're about, what, 4 foot high, the chocolates, aren't they?
But do you know what? It is a reminder, because I think it's very timely, isn't it? Where you get to this point and October, it's a bit of like a strange time. September has got that new kind of vibe, that new school year vibe.
Right.
October, I think, is where some of the shine of like your enthusiasm of September might slightly, and it gets dark, and it gets colder, and the trees start shedding their leaves, and you need to get the scarves and the gloves, and you know, get the tiny violin, exactly. But I think they could potentially be a bit where people maybe lose, because you're not quite at Christmas.
No,
there's not the Christmas party dresses needed.
No,
you could maybe lose sight.
That's why goals important. Because this is like the trough after the peak of early September. This is the where we can have a little bit of a lull. So this is where we have to keep focusing on our goals and moving our feet forward and thinking about what we want to achieve. Because you can get into that, oh, it's cold, I'm tired, or I want a treat. Or you can get into the, it's cold, I'm tired, but I'm going to get the slow cooker on and batch cook and get some autumnal stuff in and think about where I want to be in 3 months. So I love an October challenge, because I think it's the time where you can really, really get your head down, hibernate a bit and get some cracking weight loss going.
See, so I was reading an article the other day that was on the Slimming World, I think it was on the blog or the website, I forget which one. Anyway, the point is that
the blog on the website?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much for correcting me. But it had, I mean like the members area versus the blog.
Okay,
come
okay,
on.
Okay.
Anyway, it was saying about some research that they did, and within just 4 weeks, members had experienced significantly greater feelings of calm and peace, happiness and sociability. and then even greater increases after 3 months. Anyway, it was talking about like the power of group and, you know, why joining. It's a bit similar to a theme we talked in our members bonus episode last week. Do check that out in the members area if you are a member. We were talking about like getting the support you deserve. But I think the idea of like coming together and, you know, joining the online community or being part of group, and sometimes people kind of say, oh, you know, I'll do that after Christmas. And I thought that was really interesting, and it just seemed like, wow, you know, 3rd of October, this 12 weeks. We were also kind of like we got in contact with head office because we heard a rumour that they had done, well, I don't know, they kind of like compiled a list of kind of facts that they gathered over the years about the 12-week kind of stats. Where is it here? Feeling cared for, valued, and making new friendships from day one has had a transformative effect on people's sense of self-worth, well-being, and overall chances of success. They had a match obesity campaign where they were talking about men. And they were talking that men losing more than 5% body weight in 12 weeks, which health professionals agree can reduce their risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and cancer. Apparently, even more in the 12-week kind of window is that their confidence and energy levels soared, made them feel happier with their body, and all of that led to them having sex. S-E-X more often. Apparently, men previously, before the 12 weeks of joining, had sex once a month before they lost the weight, and now, after the 12 weeks, they have it at least once a week.
I can feel a stampede to your local group coming.
I mean, I don't know what to say about that, but wow, good on you.
But I think that's the whole thing, isn't it, about how in 12 weeks, what the knock-on effect could be is, you know, you feel better, you've lost 5% of your weight, your starting weight, your libido increases, but your self-confidence increases, your energy level, all of those things. I mean, that's a perfect recipe for success, isn't it?
I mean, what I really find interesting, in my group recently, there's just been so like a flurry of certificates.
Oh, I love those.
Like, it's been busy in September. Yeah. So many people have like either rejoined or just got back on it. And there was one man who shared his journey about how many health complications he has. I mean, for him to even be at group, sat on the chair, I was like, wow. But just the difference that losing 1.5 stone had made to his life.
Huge.
In 8 weeks.
Wow.
And he was just like, I'm going to stick with it this time because I'm really seeing the difference. And the fact that he was able to kind of move around, and his doctors have said, your mobility is going to get worse, not better. But within 8 weeks, he was moving more than he had all year. And you know, when you can just like feel that buzz off people. And
I love it.
You know, there are some people that kind of rejoin. I'll be kind of plodding along, doing my thing for a while. You forget, don't you, that excitement
that
of those
buzz,
first
feeling,
kind of
yeah.
12 weeks and what that difference makes.
I think, or any 12 weeks, and this is really important to recognise, I have people who will say, right, this is, I've bought a countdown, this is the block that I'm going to make really count. I had a lady join on a 12-week referral, and she said, this 12 weeks is going to change my life. She lost 3 stone 3 in 12 weeks. She has no longer on blood pressure tablets. She is coming off a diabetic medication, but her knees, she can walk. She can walk around the supermarket. You've got to think, for every pound on your knee joints, it's like losing 4 pounds, so it's equivalent of like 12 stone loss. And in that 12 weeks, I've gone this, watch this lady go from being hunched over, not smiling, to buzzy and happy. But she'd been a member 8 times before. Do you know what I mean? And so I think it's knowing that you can make the next 12 weeks count, no matter where you are in your journey. You up for making it count?
I am, actually, because I think we did like an episode a few months ago where we were talking about like, you know, how to like not sabotage yourself over summer. And I kind of had said the question then, what do you want September to look like? And I feel like this is a good time for me to kind of say, well, what do I want it to, what do I want to feel? How will I feel about myself and my weight and my body and my health on the 3rd of Jan? And it's really nice. So we kind of came up with the idea to have little kind of like notepads. We've got some lovely cards that Anna's
like
provided. I knew when I gave Anna the task to do the pens and the notepads that if it was me, it'd be a scrap piece of paper recycled, probably from the recycling bin, and an envelope that was probably from Amazon last week. But I knew you'd bring it.
Because I love to write a note to my members. So these are the cards that I normally send to my members.
Aww.
Yeah. I love a love note.
So the idea is that we are writing a card or a note or a letter to ourselves. And we are speaking as if it is the 3rd of January, talking to ourselves today, saying like what has happened in the last 12 weeks. How are we feeling on that 3rd of January?
What we've achieved.
Yeah, like what have we done? What have we achieved? And then the idea is like, what do they kind of say? I've forgotten the phrase where it's like, you know, putting the positive vibes out to the...
Affirmations. You should see us in the cafe. We're both pushing
You're doing
chest.
It out of your chest. I mean, that looks weirder.
Oh, what is it called?
When you like... Success.
No.
Vision boards. Success.
Manifestations.
Yes.
That wasn't what I was thinking, I'll take it.
When you manifest, this is going to happen.
Right.
You've done it before with a number. You've manifested a number. Do you remember? 11.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have I?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
She forget. You used to write 11. You don't remember?
No. Are you sure it's me?
Yes. We've had this conversation before. 11. Yeah, on the top of all your journals. You draw that picture and that manifestation.
I don't know what she's on about.
Go back to episodes. You said it. On the top of your journals, you write the same things. Do you not remember?
11.
There's 11 in it. And there's that drawing you do.
I don't know what she's on about.
Oh my God, I know what she's making me sound.
All right, okay, I need to check it out. Anyway, it's not a podcast about me and
sorry,
11.
Sorry.
Before we start putting things into people's minds. This is not some kind of weird
she's got
manipulation.
11 husbands.
Yeah. the idea, I suppose, of it doesn't have to be too much, but even like the language you use to write to yourself, you know, write to yourself like you would like a friend. Don't make it into a bullet point list. Don't go straight away to the number on the scales. Write about, you know, hi, happy new year. You know, it's great to hear from you again. Do you know, be kind to yourself. Like you were writing a letter to a friend. And that's why I think it's nice that you've got these proper cards, because you wouldn't just write a list or a number, a number on the scale in a card to a friend, would you?
So I have a plan for my members, and they're not allowed to write. They're not allowed, but I'm going to ask them not to write a number on the scales.
Interesting.
Because actually, the number on the scales is only part of it, and we know that if we're not careful, that number and focusing on that can take away from all the success you've got. So, like, for example, in 12 weeks, I'd like to be fitter. Like, I've just started a challenge, and I'm trying to get a lot fitter, and I want to be able to do a certain amount of squats by the 3rd of January. I'm not quite putting a number to it yet, but without feeling like my knees were going to break and my thighs were on fire. Do you know what I mean? Actually looking at things that you know can cement your activity. So could you, I know you're a fan of your own PBs, could you get faster at doing something? Could you walk faster? Could you run faster? Could you, I don't know, we're talking to a lady in group the other day about tying her own shoelaces. She knows that if she lost 3 stone, she'd be able to tie her own shoelaces. Have you got things like that that absolutely celebrate your success rather than going, I need to be this weight by this date, otherwise I failed?
Yeah.
Really, really key. Also, at the present time, we've got a lovely countdown offer coming out where people can cement their commitment in group. And I think a really important thing with 12 weeks is it's a long enough period of time to see success, but a short enough time not to feel overwhelmed. And I always think when I'm committing to something, it's really important that it doesn't feel too big or too long, and also has an end point. Does that make sense? Where I can always do a little review. And I think 12 weeks is such a key time, because can you think back to when you first started and what you achieved in the first 12 weeks? Because I know when I started my weight loss, I could see so many physical changes in 12 weeks. Like I could see my clothes had got, I was going to say smaller, bigger. People also started to notice like that I'd lost weight, that my mindset had changed. So I think it's a nice amount of time, 12 weeks. I don't know. How do you feel about a 12-week block of time in your mind?
I think if I'm honest, previously I have struggled with believing that I can do something within 12 weeks.
Really?
I've perhaps joined a countdown just because it kind of gets that out of the way of having to pay every week.
Really,
I get something free. Yeah. But I possibly haven't always kind of gone to it with... You said something to me about... when we're talking about countdown, you said, what does commitment truly mean to you?
Mm.
And that jolted me, I think.
Did it?
Because it kind of made me think, yeah, I think sometimes I just have got in the habit of doing countdowns without really thinking it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
And so I think this is kind of quite an interesting process, really, of like putting pen to paper, because it's really making be conscious and engaging in like
what is
the current situation rather than what it used to be or what it was, and coming back to what it is like today.
And what commitment?
And what's realistic?
Yes, what's realistic, but also listening to what's fearful and saying you can't do that, because we've all got that bit of us that goes, oh, that's realistic, but actually, if I push myself out my boundary a bit more, that could be realistic too. So I always say to my new members when they're joining, like, imagine in 12 weeks, what would you truly like to achieve? Because in 12 weeks, you could absolutely change your life. You really could. The key to commitment is a consistency and not giving up. How many of us start something, it gets tough, we sit back down? Actually, this is saying, this 12 weeks is going to be full of highs and lows, but what I know is I'm going to be committed enough to still be here in 12 weeks. Because I've given up before 12 weeks before. Get about 4 weeks in, not get the weight loss I wanted, so I'd say, oh, do you know what, I'll park it for a bit. I know if everybody committed to giving themselves 100% to their food optimizing in the next 12 weeks, on the 3rd of January, they would be considerably lighter and considerably happier.
I mean, I think you threw a spanner in the works by saying we can't really talk about, like, the number on the scales. Because, well, straight away for me, you know, it's quite hard, because it's kind of like, I will lose 3 pounds to get back in my target range or something like that. You know, that's the first thing that comes to my head when someone says this subject. But to kind of think sidestep and think, you know, my birthday's coming up in the next, like, 12 weeks. How will I feel on Christmas Day? You know, I've joined, I know it's crazy, don't judge me guys, but I've joined a running club.
Why would we judge you?
Because we've always said that we're not into running, and here I am.
We're allowed to change.
But I'm adapting, and I've realised it's not getting easier. I can slog out a 5K if I have to, but it's not getting easier, and I don't enjoy it. And I'm open to going and running with some other slow plodders, with some coaching, on a Thursday evening, and just trying something new. So I'm thinking about those kind of things, you know, rather than the day before Christmas, I will weigh this and I will be back in target and that will be happiness for me and I will be happy for Christmas and New Year. Yeah. Thinking outside that is like...
You could think about it. If you wanted to lose 3 pounds to get into target, you could do that this week. You know, you could just absolutely food optimise, keep your sins in check, all of that. You could nail that to the floor. But is that a habit that's going to keep you there? Is that a consistent thing to choose? No. But actually saying, I'm going to run every Thursday with the running group is a really nice, consistent habit that actually, if in 12 weeks' time you've been running for 3 months and you were faster and happier and enjoying it, you'd feel brilliant.
That is so true, right? Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm just going to write that down.
You know what I mean? But it is that, isn't it? Because what happens, the number just... I was telling my group about the number 10 stone 4. I was obsessed by the number 10 stone 4. The number 10 stone 4 came from a number of places. It was a weight my mum had talked about a lot and where happiness was at. But it was also a place where I felt I had to be. That 10 stone 4 was this place of success, of happiness, of joy, of everyone saying, oh, Anna, you look so slim and so beautiful. And I chased this number 10 stone 4 for so many years. It got to the point where it absolutely controlled me. The moment I got rid of that fascination and obsession, I was able to actually make choices that allowed me to keep my weight off, rather than this obsession with 10 stone 4 stopped me from ever really being there, because I would get there, then I'd celebrate the fact I was there, and then I'd put another 4 pounds on. So it's just really important that you look at, is that number on the scales aiding you or taking you away? Yes, we need to weigh. Yes, we need a glimpse of that. But a lot of people, that can play in your head, can't it? And I think it's just really important to recognise if a number's doing that and look at habits. You said something in a podcast a few months ago that a visiting member came and quoted me. Claire said about, are my habits or aligning with the person I want to be?
Oh, the identity thing. Yes. Yeah, that's a James Clear quote. Yes. I can't take credit for that.
So you really resonated with this member, and actually it's saying, I could get to any number by making some really unhealthy changes, but am I aligning myself with that person I want to be? And things like the running, things like saying I'm going to batch cook on a Sunday, are making those things happen. So that's why I just want to concentrate more on the practical how rather than a number.
Yeah, I suppose it's like, maybe from my point, it's like, I often ask myself, is this the type of thing that a healthy, active person would do?
Yeah.
And maybe like, binging most of November to squeeze into a party dress so that then I have like the extra, I'm at the bottom of my target range, then I've got the full 6 pound range for like Christmas Day and the whole Christmas week, so then I don't have to pay and I'm just at the top of my target on the 3rd of Jan. Like, this, it can be that kind of mentality
and
where
that's
like,
what talking about.
Yeah,
actually that's the place that we're trying to change. Actually, do you know what, you want to slim into that dress and feel fabulous on Christmas Day and know that that will still fit on the 3rd of January. Actually, what we have a habit of doing, a lot of us who've been on a roller coaster of weight loss journeys, is slimming for an event and then blowing out the other side. Actually, let's look at these next 12 weeks of building habits that you know are still going to be with you on the 3rd of January, so that you don't have to have the big January slim down.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said binging, that's the wrong kind of word, but I think we all know where I'm coming from in that. I've been very restrictive on myself and, you know, wouldn't allow myself the sins, for instance, and, you know, and then I'm trying to do SP and have no sins at all, and it just becomes so hard.
I think it's recognising if you food optimise 100%, you won't feel restricted. It's when we put these caveats in of the things, like I used to do, I can only eat speed vegetables and I can only eat protein. Actually, that's not what food optimised thing was designed to do. So actually, you know, one of my things that I'm going to write in this card is that I want to fully food optimise 100% for the next 12 weeks. No flexibility where I blow 700 sins and then try and restrict. So actually recognizing the habits that may have formed so that you can spot some habits you want to put in place.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. So, and actually breaking it down like 1 + 1 = 2, actually if I want to make this habit happen, I know when I go food shopping I'm not going to pick up the sugary cereal. Actually, I'm going to pick up the high fiber cereal, so I don't have the sugary cereal at home, because I know if I have one bowl of that, I'm then going to end up eating the whole box. But I know if I've got the bran flakes in, I'll just have my measured amount. So again, spotting those little minute details that could actually help you foster a change is really key.
I think it'd be interesting, like originally I was going to say what we would do is we'd write our letter, seal it, and then put the date 3rd of January 2023 and then give it to somebody to look after. But I'm also going to give you the option that you might want to share this with somebody for accountability. Like, you might want to have it like on your desk or I don't know, on your mantelpiece, so then you can see it and keep reminding yourself. So you decide. Personally, I want to kind of write mine, and then when we do the episode in the beginning of Jan, then we can kind of open it together and see where we're at with it. That would be interesting.
And also use it as something really positive. So don't use this as something you can berate yourself with on the 3rd of January. This is actually, do you know what? Being realistic, being kind. And, you know, we've done a lot of things about habits, and we know that habits, to make them form and to make them stick and goals to be achieved, they need to be really feasible ones that you know you can celebrate. So make sure you've got lots of lovely little small ones. Like, actually, could you measure milk every day for the next 12 weeks? 100% you could. Could you say, Phil and I have decided no takeaways for the next 3 months, even though we can food optimise them? From a money saving point of view, I know that I can do that. He doesn't know I'm putting all the money that we would have spent on takeaways into a lovely jar so that we can get something beautiful in the beginning of January. So thinking about those things you know you can really achieve. Because for me, I know the best times in my weight loss journeys have been when I've really, really set out small things I know I can commit to.
See, like, I was looking at body magic as well, because that's something.
It's my big thing.
You know, in 3 months, you could have bronze, you could have your magic mover, bronze, silver, and
be on your way to gold.
Or halfway through your gold.
Yeah.
If you've already done some of those, you could do your silver and your gold. You could do your gold and be halfway through your second gold on halfway through to your platinum.
Don't
that's
know if
really
just
confusing.
A lot of gold. I was just like, oh.
Gold.
Always believe.
Oh, we can't sing. No. Okay, within just 3 months of joining Slimming World, this is regards to body magic. 66% of members do enough physical activity to be classed as active, and compared to the general population, they're less sedentary and feel more positive about physical activity, saying it makes them feel more happy, healthy, confident, and better about their body. How many of us have come to this situation that we're in and feel really uncomfortable? Like the idea of going on Naked Attraction, the TV show.
I mean, what? Where did that come from?
Oh, yeah, but just like other people seeing you naked or looking at yourself. Like, I didn't have a mirror for 7 years. I did not like my body that much.
I mean, but I don't like my body that much. I'm going on Naked Attraction.
Happy, healthy, confident, better about your body if you actually get moving a bit more and you really get on with this for the next 12 weeks.
Yeah, do you know, another thing I'm putting in mind is celebrating my body. Like, I think we take our body so much for granted, and actually celebrating the things that are brilliant about it, not berating the things that I'd like to change.
Your body has been steamrolled 7 times. It's had a lorry drive over it. It's had stones thrown at it. I mean, how you are still... I'm just going to touch... Yeah, she's still real.
But again, you can berate your body. I can berate my body for being sick. I can berate my body for not looking the way I wanted it to look. But actually, can you celebrate? You know, I always say, oh, you've got a nice ankle, Anna. Do you know what I mean? Or nice eyes. Like, celebrate those things rather than go, that bit wobbles, that bit should do this. Because again, it's that critical speak we have in our mind.
Like the gratitude diary is something I've dipped in and dipped out of. And I think it very, again, it kind of like brings you to today, to the moment here. It's not what you weighed before lockdown. It's not where you were when you got married. It's not the weight you were before you had a baby, or, you know, when you were 18-year-old running marathons or something. It's where you are today.
Yeah. Do you know, I always bring it down to like the most basic terms. And I ask Daisy every night when she goes to bed, what's she grateful for? What happens? And normally she says something like, I'm grateful for you, mummy. Or she'll be like, I'm grateful that I got a conquer today. Like, it's so basic and so genuine. And actually we take for granted those most basic and genuine things. Like, actually, I'm really grateful that I got to spend the day with you today. I'm really grateful that I've got a really nice dinner when I get home. You know, not the fact that I feel really rubbish that maybe I'm not in the jeans that I wanted to be at. So looking at those really basic things.
I love it. Well, you know, if you are going to write your letter and you want to seal it, maybe send us a picture of like your name in your envelope. You can share with us whatever you wish. If that helps you feel accountable that you are sending it out to the ether into our inbox, you can email us if you want to be a bit more private about it. It is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Well, we're on Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast, and you can DM us there if you don't want to tag us in a public post. But it'd be really interesting just to kind of see what are you putting out to the world of where you want to be in January 2023, because this idea about why wait until January, so many of us say, oh, you know, I'll start the diet on Monday, I'll get back on it in January. And it's like, just being conscious of, but what could you do today that could make a difference for tomorrow?
And I think just knowing you could change your world in 12 weeks is quite an exciting thing. Like, imagine where we could be.
And not just weight loss either. You know, there's so many things. It could be, I don't know, maybe you needed to change your jobs.
It could be cooking, starting cooking now. Imagine where you could be in 12 weeks. And if you want any info about the countdown offer and the book that comes with it, it's all about soup. You can get that in your group as well, and some online info.
Talking about soup, actually, we're just going to give you a little heads up, but in a couple of weeks when we do our next podcast, the public one, we're doing an episode called Super Together, and as in soup.
Like it.
You see what I'm doing there? And well, so Saturday the 22nd of October, we are going to call it Super Saturday, because we want all of you to cook an amazing free and speedy soup and share with us your photos, your recipes. We want to come together and kind of celebrate that soupy kind of feel.
I mean, what more could you say?
Were you going to say sound super?
Exactly what I was going to say. Leek and potatoes, my go-to. What's yours?
Oh, you stole mine. I mean, okay, I like a good orange vibe. I'm liking carrots, butternut squash, sweet potato, red lentils.
Nice. You know, windy. Like
windy
lentils.
Yeah, but good, full of nourishment.
Right. So we'd love to kind of see where are you at with the soups, and like we say, that the countdown offer within the groups at the moment actually has a very handy
new soup
book. So. Yeah. Enjoy that. It'd be brilliant to connect with you on social media. Thank you for your support and following and listening to us for all these years. And we hope that you have a wonderful 12 weeks.
Sound like we're writing your obituary. Bye for now.